One of the gifted architects who helped Detroit earn a 19th century reputation as the Paris of the West was Louis Camper. Historian Bill Loomis recently wrote about Camper. Bill, why is Louis Camper called the grand old man of Detroit architecture?
Well, he gave Detroit its look, really. All those buildings that he did, really, when people think of Detroit buildings, even though he didn't do the Fisher Building or the Penobscot Building, that Detroit Art Deco and that look is very much Louis Camper. And he also did such a huge variety of things, not just skyscrapers. He did homes, he did bridges, he did...
Did a police station?
A police station, right. He did it all.
Now, he was only 26 when he came to Detroit, but he's originally from Bavaria, right?
That's right. He was born in 1861 in Bavaria, and he trained in Germany. And then he came to the States in the early 80s, like 82, and worked for
And, of course, we're saying 1882.
Yeah, oh, sorry. Right. Got to make sure that's right. Yeah. 1882, and he worked for the venerable McKim, Mead, and White firm in New York. They were world famous. And then he came. He heard that a lot was going on in Detroit. Plus, there were a lot of Germans in Detroit.
And when he comes at age 26, which is just amazing.
Right.
So he begins to transform Detroit. Let's go down some of his biggest contributions. And as I read your piece, I'm so excited as you wrote about the Hecker House, because that is where I had my grade school piano recitals when it was the Smiley Brothers Piano Company right there on Woodward.
Amazing.
The little gatehouse or the little carriage house in the back.
Right.
There was a piano there and schools could rent that space for their recitals. So as I drove down Woodward from Ferndale praying that God would strike me dead before I had to get up there and play Surf Riders in front of everybody. I'm talking fourth grade here.
Those thoughts never leave us, do they?
No, they don't. I remember if the John Ivory sign was, if we hit that, I'm going down Woodward on the building. I was going to have, fate was, did not go my way. I was still alive and I'd have to play in the recital.
Too funny.
But I remember that beautiful building and it was a thrill to go there. The Hecker House has been a law firm for a while and now it's for sale. But tell us about this incredible, beautiful building.
Well, that was his first commission was to design this house. It's 21,000 square feet. Frank Hecker owned the Peninsula Car Company, a railroad car. So he was part of that 19th century wealth. And they wanted houses to reflect that. And Upper Woodward, North Woodward there, had become the hot spot for wealthy, big, huge homes. So he didn't like the rusticated stone of Lake Superior, that kind of castle-y look that a lot of buildings in Detroit had. And Camper said, well, Detroit's a French town. Let's make a French chateau. So that's what he did. And it's modeled off of a French chateau style, chateau-esque it's called. It's got turrets and towers and seashells and everything. It was, when it originally was built, it was white. And people thought of it as the White Palace. That's what they called it. It predated other houses on Woodward Avenue.
Like the David Whitney home?
The David Whitney home,
where the
right.
Whitney restaurant is right now.
Exactly, the mansion there. But it's really an outstanding, beautiful piece. That's the beauty of Camper, is he can do a fantasy piece almost like that, but still make it dignified. It's not like you're at Disney World or something like that. These are beautiful homes.
Very true. And I had to laugh when I was reading your piece that the price tag was $52,000 for 21,000 square feet.
I know.
Talk about the 8th Precinct Police Station.
Yeah, that was done a few years later, 1901. That was done in the same style. And if you see it or see pictures of it, it's still standing. In fact, it's been turned into condominiums. It's a National Historic Site. It is just beautiful. You know, it's hard to imagine a police station challenging Camper to come up with something. But he, again, did with that French style. So it has turrets and it has all kinds of beautiful decorations. But that was a new area, Woodbridge, and they wanted a police station that reflected their upper middle class status, you know. That was where Ty Cobb lived and a few others. So,
all right.
It had to look good.
Now, his association with the Book family led to some very transformative buildings.
Yes. He started out building a home for James Book, J.B. It's on Jefferson. It's being rehabbed right now.
Is it
on East Jefferson, right really near Sequoia, near the...
near Indian Village.
Indian Village, yeah. Seminole. And it's a beautiful Italianate style house, much like you'd see in Rhode Island and Newport and things like that, big square blocky house with. And his own house is the same way in Indian Village. You can see Camper's own house, the same kind of style. And he and James got along so well, they became friends and went to Europe together and were inspired from what they saw from these different palaces and palazzos and stuff like that.
And so the Book Cadillac Hotel. was a result of that. So it wasn't all just homes.
Yeah. Well, the Books inherited money from their grandfather, Francis Palm, who was – there's the Palm Apartments. He was a big man in Detroit for many, many years, a couple generations before.
Okay.
So they inherited about $300 million. Maybe not quite that much. And they had decided that Washington Boulevard, which was kind of a forgotten corridor of downtown, would be a great place to rejuvenate the area and turn it into the Fifth Avenue of Detroit. So they widened the boulevard, started planning buildings for downtown. They wanted elegant shops and a real grand style. So the first building they came up with was called the Book Building. And it's, again, in that Italianate sort of style. It's a blocky limestone building, mm-hmm. an office building. It was really Camper's first major office building. And that was followed by the Book Tower, which was designed in 1916. Everybody knows the Book Tower. It's 38 stories. It looks a little odd. It was at the time a very elegant and prestigious place to have your office. But it is interesting. It's highly ornamented, yet it's a skyscraper. So Camper seemed to be trying to work out some things there.
And then as he got to the hotel, which mm-hmm. happily
right. yes.
has been restored to its former glory
yes.
and is
yes.
worth going to see.
Definitely.
After decades of seeing it decaying
just
in the corner.
There.
Boy.
You know, it sort of was spared just because Detroit didn't have the money to tear it down, thank goodness. So it was restored in 2006. At the time it was built, it was the biggest hotel in the world. It's 1,300 rooms, 31 floors. It's just enormous. It has, Roast, the famous restaurant in Detroit
Michael
now.
Simon.
Roast is it
yeah.
right there. And if you go up to into the main floor, you'll see some of the embellishments and some of the details that Kemper did for the hotel.
So as you walk, you take the elevator mm-hmm. up
right.
and then there are ballrooms in that. Have they mm-hmm. been all fairly authentically restored?
Yes, right. Now, the main floor has been changed completely mm-hmm. and modernized. But if you go up to those upper floors, you can see what Kemper had in mind.
And I wonder what they would think of Washington Boulevard with some of the modernized lights and things that you're pulling a little face as well. I see
I
you wince.
Well, they keep trying to do what they can. And there's always talk about restoring the Book Tower and Book Building are both empty. And they've been so since like 2008 or more. And there's hope of bringing them back. The company that owns them now out of Vancouver, British Columbia, has said they're bringing them back, but there's been no specific date.
And this gentleman, Lewis Kemper, boy, he lived to a ripe old age of 92. He didn't die till 1953.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, you know, he's been sort of a difficult character to research. He was really a German. He did a lot of buildings for the German community in Detroit. He had a very thick German accent. So anytime he's quoted in the paper, it's always with that fakey German lingo. So he didn't make a lot of appearances, public appearances. And basically, he stopped building buildings in 1930 with the Depression. He had planned, you know, the big mega Book Tower that was 81 stories.
The greatest Camper structure never built?
Yeah, exactly. The greatest Camper structure never built that was going to abut the Book Building. So it was going to be the Book Tower, the Book Building, and then this 81-story superstructure. And there are pictures of it, but it was never built because of the Depression. And it really ended Camper's career. Architecture is so linked to the economy that once things start to tank, all those plans go away.
So for those last 20 years...
I've talked to several people about it, and he really went into kind of disappeared. But he was in his 60s, so he probably felt he could retire.
Fascinating story about architect Lewis Kemper, who really has left many, many memorable marks on the city of Detroit. And happy to hear that so many of them have been restored or are in good shape or could be in line to be restored.
Right, exactly.
Thank you so much, Bill Loom. It's always fun exploring Detroit's history with you.
You bet, Cindy.